Yes, the campaign, in fact, was in response to the huge drought, the very important drought that Ethiopia faced due to the El Nino events in 2015 and the beginning of 2016. What happened exactly is, in fact, there was a very long drought in Ethiopia that did not allow the farmers to plant and to have harvest. The situation was, in fact, that the main campaigns of 2015 has been lost, and the current campaign early in 2016 was also a bit difficult. So the idea was for us to help these farmers who lost their last production and also consume the seeds they have in reserve. So what we did is we helped them to distributing seeds to the most vulnerable population, farmers, in order that they can grow food and can sell this food in order to increase the availability of food by the end of this year in Ethiopia, but also to generate incomes for these farmers. You have to know also 70% to 80% of the population here is living out of agricultural activities.
So how much should each household expect to yield from the seeds that they were given?
In average, in Ethiopia, of course, the thing is changing according to the different farmers and where we are in Ethiopia. But in average, we estimate that the vulnerable farmers have half an hectare per household, more or less. So what we estimate is, in fact, for the year, they will manage with the support, but also with their own capacity to produce 1 ton of crop per household, which is the equivalent of 0.2 ton of food per person. Of course, not everything is consumed. I mean, a big part of it is going to be sold in order to generate incomes for them, in order to reimburse the loan they contracted last year, because a big issue is also these farmers and these families' debt.
So how much, just to follow up, how much should that food supply last them?
Alors, we estimate that if they keep this crop with them, we think that there is enough food between 8 and to 10 months. So in fact, it would be enough basic food for 8 to 10 months. Doesn't mean that all the food requirements will be met, of course, because I mean, we cannot eat only from crop production, but it will be the major basis for the next 8 and 10 months of food requirement.
What still needs to be done in the country to support food security efforts?
In the country at the moment, there is a part of the population who has not yet been assisted, because in fact, despite the fact that we did a very large distribution of seeds and support to the families, there is a number of households who are still being very affected by the drought. We just finished now, but in fact, the consequences are still very visible. The pastoralists during the drought lost a big part of their cattle for the area affected, in particular in Afar and in Somali region, but not only. And for some of them, time to time, it's up to 80% of the herd they have was been totally lost because they have to sell it or because this livestock was too weak and died eventually. With the rain coming, also there is a new problem. The disease are coming, of course, with more moisture and with more water. We have always this threat on the livestock and they are still a bit weak. In order to help farmers, the first thing to be done is to help to protect the remaining livestock, existing livestock. Because at the moment, of course, a livestock which is weak will not reproduce. You have to bear in mind that this support has also been accompanied by a number of other support, because the reconstitution of the livestock herd, it's very slow. I mean, it can take 2 years, 3 years from someone having lost 50% of his livestock until the natural breeding is going to refill a bit the entire herd. The first priority. Also, we have to use any opportunity in the country in order to produce food, to produce crop, vegetables in particular. So in some areas with the late rain, which is specific to some certain regions, there is some windows in order to help these farmers in order to produce additional vegetable production, in order to generate income, but also to improve the availability of food in the market. And the final things we have to do is to start to think right now about improving the resilience of this population. Something very important has to be done is to extend and to improve the water management at households and the village level. Some activities have been already launched by a number of NGOs, but this has to go on a larger scale in these drought-prone areas to be better equipped for the next time when the drought will come.